I was talking with a man the other day who's in whose body is in its 70s. He doesn't think he's an old man. He's sharp as a tack, although he does admit his short-term memory is giving him a little problem now and again. And he has sought wisdom for at least 50 years. Fairly ardently, not just reading books. When he's done different practices and he's tried this, he's tried that. And quite a number of years ago, he told me he was enlightened, and I congratulated him and told him to let me know when he got over it. And so then a few years later, he said, I'm enlightened, but all I have to do now is get rid of the person who's enlightened. So he was working on that. You know, I'm enlightened, but there's someone here who thinks that they're enlightened, so I got to get rid of that person. So the last time I saw him, which was about a week ago, he said, I've spent most of my life hanging around so-called enlightened people, you know, who are full of wonderful ideas and great metaphysical truths. And he says, as far as I can tell, it's all humbug. He said, I think it's just a matter of trying to enjoy yourself and be kind to other people. That's pretty much what this Ecclesiastes says. He does say enjoy yourself. Why not? You don't know how long you have, may as well enjoy what you have. But he says in moderation. He says, don't get too wise or too righteous for you. You don't want to appear to be foolish. So don't get too wise and don't get too righteous. But don't get too foolish or too mad. By mad he means crazy. So you're kind of advocating a middle position, a detached position, kind of like the observer. And he says that in the end, it comes down to one, knowing the ways of God are inscrutable, unknowable, which is a theme found in other traditions. And it comes down, he says at the very end, to fearing God. And remember, God's not a person for him. And he doesn't mean fear like walk around in terror. He means fear in terms of what he said elsewhere. You're gonna reap what you sow. So his advice to a young man is enjoy your youth, but know that you're going to be held accountable for everything you do. Yeah. As Donovan said in a song back in the 60s, you have to pick up every stitch. It's a season of the witch. So we're all going to have to pick up every stitch, so we may as well pick it up as we go along. But I sure can't pick it up as I go along if I'm not here to do it, because I'm in the past or the future somewhere. So I end up somewhere down the road, I got these stitches I haven't picked up. And they're starting to come back on me. That's a bummer, isn't it? Yeah. So he's kind of saying, just process it as you go. Do the best you can. He actually says that. Do the best you can with whatever you're doing. And let go of the outcome because you don't know what it's going to be. But take advantage of every moment, he says, because this could be your last moment. So take advantage of every moment to become wiser. It doesn't mean you shouldn't have a job or have 17 cars. Just don't get into thinking that means anything or makes you superior to anybody or makes you cool. even to yourself. It's all just emptiness. He's saying in the advice to a young man, he's telling the young man, he's making the young man aware of things that most people don't become aware of at all, or if they do, it's only when it's too late to do anything about it. So he's basically saying, implying, we should turn people on to this when they're young, so they don't have to live years in illusions just to be demoralized when it wasn't what they thought it was going to be, when it didn't fix them, it didn't fill the hole. You save them the trouble of spending all that time thinking it's going to be thinking it's something else. And that something else is going to, when I get there, make it all okay. Make it okay now is what he's saying. So the emptier I get, the happier I get. And the fuller I get, the heavier I get. So empty, 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 light, lighter, lighter, lighter. Pretty soon you got some Tibetan guy, 85 years old, who's laughing all the time. Yeah. I was privileged to be able to spend some time with a man who was he had just retired as the abbot, the head of the oldest Zen monastery in Japan, and he'd been its head for decades, and he just retired, and he was coming to meet my teacher, and he had a translator with him because he didn't speak a word of English. And it worked out that my wife at the time and I and another couple were asked to have him over to our house for dinner. And this guy's like the head monastery of the oldest, the head abbot of the oldest Zen monastery in Japan, and the only one that's never taken in a foreigner. And the first time I saw him, it was like looking at a little child. His face was just beaming. He was like a little kid. So we pick him up to take him up to where we're going to have dinner, which is up this windy mountain road, and it's still light. And it's a very pretty drive. And he's like glued to the window of the car looking out, laughing. He's so delighted by everything he's seen. And all through dinner, like various things were said, and then they get translated to him, and he'd laugh and say something back. There's nothing heavy. And yet this guy, clearly, just given his position, had fully realized emptiness, and he was light as a feather. And the following day, we got to go with him to the, quote, university, where the people who know things hang out. And he'd agreed to meet with some of the people who know things, mostly philosophy department, but there were a few knowers from other departments there, too. So here he's sitting in a room full of knowers. And believe me, they were nowhere. You could feel it coming off them. These guys knew they knew. So they're asking him all these metaphysical questions about reality. And all of his answers were about things going on in the room. And one guy finally asked him, almost kind of argumentatively, well, why are you here anyway? Because he wasn't giving any philosophical, metaphysical wisdom out. So this guy says, why are you here anyway? And this gets translated. And he laughs. And then he says something. And it comes back to the translator. And his response to the question, why are you here anyway, was, I was invited.